Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
All right, to talking about that, we wanted to talk psychology. How has psychology supported the new ways of thinking in terms of studies? Angela Terola is the counselor and academic specialist at Boston City Campus. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good morning to all your listeners.
Great to speak to you. So one of the things that we often wonder, and we speak more and more about this, is how we limit our own ability and how we talk ourselves into something. And how do we change that? My daughter, for example, said the other day that she hopes her Afrikaans exam is laminated. And I said, why? And she said, because I'll be sobbing all over it. And I mean, it was quite funny. it was funny, but at the same time, you know, when you set yourself up in that way, it's problematic. How do we change our way of thinking?
Yes, I think everything starts with a thought. Our thoughts that are repeated over time, they become our beliefs. And we operate our lives from these beliefs. They run the show. This is why having a really important belief in your success story is a critical step to achieving success. Without this, you're going to become stagnant and unable to reach your goals. So our thought process directs our behavior. And when you look at successful people like Steve Jobs or Elon Musk and others like them, a defining characteristic, a trait they all have in common is an unwavering belief in the possibility of their own success.
Whereas that is the case, there's no doubt about that we actualize what we believe in. Aren't we in danger of being a little bit delusional? I mean, I love my kids, but none of them are going to be Olympic athletes. Their genes don't allow it. Neither parent is particularly talented. So where do we draw the line? How do we differentiate between delusional thinking and encouragement in a positive way?
Yes, I think we need to understand that there are certain things that people have in terms of their own mindset. So this can give us a little bit of insight into how we react to that mindset. So some people have a very fixed mindset, and this means that you approach things in a way that is kind of detrimental, because you feel that you're either born with a talent or you're not. So it limits you to even trying. And then on the alternative, people who have a growth mindset, they believe that they can actually do things by learning. And they're not afraid of failing.
Right. You know what, Angela, I'm going to stop you right here. I'm going to get you back because the line is really, really poor. And it's so interesting what you're saying, but I can't seem to hear you properly. I'm going to ask Craig to get you back. It is 8:39. I'm Howard Feldman. We're chatting with Angela Terola, who's a counselor and academic specialist at Boston City Campus. And we're talking about how the messages and the voice in our own head, how does that impact and how do we change it? I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Have you had experience where you've changed your thought process, where something might have been negative, where you've told the story to yourself that you couldn't do A, B, C, or D, but then ultimately by changing the way you think that you could? 34519 or 0618951019.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:41. I'm Howard Feldman. We're chatting to Angela Terola, who is a counselor and academic specialist at Boston City Campus. Angela, let's see if that is a bit better. Apparently it's not. Angela, are you there? We definitely are having a problem with Angela. It is 8:41. I'm Howard Feldman. Actually gone 8:42. Gimple says, how are your daughter's a genius? I love her comment about laminating. Yes, you try and parent somebody. She did come home from the Afrikaans exam. I said, how was it? Did you sob? She says, I only nearly sobbed a few times, but I didn't. So I assume that meant that it was reasonable. We are trying to get hold of Angela. We're going to try that again. Angela, can you hear us now? Nope. There we go. Suddenly you're back.
Can you hear me?
absolutely loud and clear. Okay, sorry. So you were talking about the voices, really the voices in our head, and trying to change how we perceive ourselves.
Yes, so I think a lot of us do struggle to believe that we can be successful. And I think most of the time we're completely unaware that these limiting beliefs exist because they're on our unconscious level. So we need to bring those thoughts to the fore. We need to change those into conscious thoughts. So if I use the example of perhaps me wanting to get a raise at work, but I don't believe that I'm worthy. I believe that perhaps I'm not good enough for a raise. I'm going to always struggle to have that confidence to approach my boss and to ask for it. And those limiting beliefs will prohibit me. So I might go to the door, the office door, and knock, but then the courage to continue with that stops me. But if I bring those unconscious thoughts to the fore, I can act on it. I can overcome those. But you need to understand it in order to overcome those limiting beliefs. And it takes courage, of course, to do this.
And obviously we've got to give people the courage because, or yes, assist them with establishing the courage.
And this is where I was saying a growth mindset is incredibly important because people with a growth mindset, they react differently to failure. So rather than being devastated by failure, they enjoy challenging situations. They enjoy confronting them. And they navigate through these difficulties by adopting a learner mentality. So when they fail, they look for ways that went wrong and discover ways to improve. So with your daughter, if she did the exam and it wasn't the result she was looking for, that won't, if she's got a success mindset, that's not going to limit her. She'll try again, look at where she went wrong, and learn from those lessons.
And I think that's the kind of messaging we have to keep repeating, is that failure in any situation is not terrible. It just gives us, in fact, it's sometimes quite good because it gives us so many skills. It gives us the ability to relook at things and just simply do better next time. We do unfortunately need to leave it here. It is 8:45. Angela Tirola, counselor and academic specialist at Boston City Campus. Apologies that the line was not a good one and that we lost some time on that interview.